Agricultural Customers, helping farm families succeed for 100 years.
You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Wednesday afternoon. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. Thanks for being with us, and thanks for picking up your tickets to the Farm Assets Conference. You can do that if you haven't already at farmassetsconference.com. Only about a week for you to get that done, so make sure you buy your tickets now. They're just $30. And after the election, more important than ever that you show up, simply because they're collecting opinions during that day about your thoughts on the next farm bill. So do go to farmassetsconference.com and pick up those tickets. Now, Drew Lerner is here. He's with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Hey, Drew, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you. It's a beautiful day, isn't it?
It is gorgeous. Actually, I'm in Kansas City, and I've only seen a little bit of what's happening. I'm at the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Convention, of course. Sunshine outside. How about for the rest of the Midwest?
Well, everybody's enjoying the good weather. There really isn't any exception to the rule. I think we have probably one of the most tranquil days we've seen in a while. A little bit of cloud cover still hanging on in Ohio and parts of Indiana left over from last night's shower activity. In fact, there's a little bit of rain still lingering in parts of Ohio, but it is mostly sunny in the rest of the Midwest, and it is going to stay dry for a while. We've got about 7 days worth of almost ideal weather. Now, there may be a spit or spat in there somewhere of some light rainfall, but it's not going to be meaningful. We should be able to get really close to being finished with a lot of this field work by this time next week, and it's probably appropriate. We do have a storm system that is on the charts for the northern plains and upper Midwest for the latter part of next week, and we will watch that one real closely. I think there's going to be a fairly decent punch of cold air behind it. We'll probably see our first rain and snow event take place in the northern parts of the country, and there may be some impact on the rest of us as we go forward into that second weekend of the two-week outlook. In the meantime, warmer than normal weather for sure, and a very good environment for farming activity.
We do need it to cool down so we get those temperatures on the soils a bit lower. Will that happen? We need to get around 50 degrees at the 4-inch level.
Yes, it will happen. It will be a gradual process. Most of our warmer than normal conditions over this next 7-day period will not be nearly as warm as it was in the past. And we'll look for daily highs running upper 40s and 50s across a big part of the north and probably 50s and 60s across the south. Low temperatures at night will be slipping more and more into the 30s and even some upper 20s periodically. So we are gradually working our way into something of a cooler period.
Check in on the Chinese growing regions for me, please.
One of the biggest issues in China right now is rain in rapeseed country, which is down in the Yangtze River Basin area. It's more or less east central parts of China, a little bit more southeast than east central, I guess. But it has been raining there frequently over the past few weeks. I think since the beginning of the last week in October through today, we have seen frequent occurrences of rain. It's just too wet there, and they're not getting that crop in the ground as quickly as they should be. Some of the winter wheat in that area is also not doing real well with a wet bias. And prior to these 2 or 3 weeks, it was still wet in a bigger part of eastern China, and it is drying down now. With the exception of that Yangtze River Basin area, we're going to see more rain in that area as we go into the weekend and next week. But areas in the northern part of wheat country will continue to see relatively good drying conditions. We also have some snow falling periodically in northeast China. That's interfering with late season summer crop harvesting in some of those provinces in the far northeast. I think most of the harvest is done up that way, but whatever's left is probably not going to come out of the fields for a while.
Your assessment of the South American field conditions?
The majority of Brazil is in very, very good condition. We were a little bit too wet for a while in the south, but it's been drying down. We will continue to see some net drying conditions for a little while. And over the course of this coming weekend and all of next week, a big increase in rain is going to fall in parts of northeastern Brazil. This is an area that's in its fourth year of drought. It includes places like Bahia and Tocantins and northern parts of Goiás. All this region is going to get a general soaking next week and really put them in a very good position to get their crops planted. The rest of Brazil will do real well. We still have some flooding going on in southwestern China. sorry, we still have some flooding going on in southwestern Argentina, and that is going to be aggravated by two more waves of rain over the next 7 days, and then hopefully we'll see a better drying trend.
Drew, thanks so much.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Drew Lerner, of course, is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. I'm Todd Gleason.